I was sitting here thinking to myself, how could we take a little bit of a different flavor on this, if you will? And what jumped out to me was, what if I just posed the question of, what if you did nothing? And it sounded kind of funny. Like, I actually laughed to myself a little bit. I even just held back a laugh because it's like, okay, Krista, why, as a nutrition coach, as somebody who sits here week after week thinking about different content, wanting to inspire other people, why would you pose the question of, what if you did nothing? And I actually think it's the perfect question.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
What's up, Fix listeners? Welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and happy March, everybody. We're officially into a new month, and I am very excited about several guests that I have lined up for you guys for the rest of this month. Bunch of powerhouse females in celebration of Women's History Month. And I can't wait to get into all that, bring some new voices and bring some new faces to the show. But before we do that, I'm here to bring in this brand new season. And maybe I'm just feeling this way because I happen to be recording this episode on a day that it is above 50 degrees at the Jersey Shore. It feels like the quintessential spring day and was really the perfect reminder of the fact that summer is around the corner. So with both the start of a new month and the fact that we are inching closer to a time of year where, let's face it, everyone is a little bit more aware of the goals that maybe you set for yourself in January and didn't actually follow through on, or you're somebody who is making your way along and really excited about the idea of the spring and summer seasons rolling in, I felt like it would be appropriate to kick off this new month and this fresh part of the year with a question around, what might it look like if you just don't go for it? And you heard me correctly. I did say probably the opposite of what you would expect from the show. And I'm going for a little shock value, let's say, with today's episode, because here's the thing. We have exactly, if you're listening to this episode the week that it drops, we are 12 weeks away from Memorial Day, which anytime I meet with a new client, anytime I'm talking to clients, especially in this time of year where we're getting into the window of saying, hey, summer's coming. Most of us like to use the date of Memorial Day as the unofficial start to summer. And it is a great timeline to use to establish a certain set of physique goals that you want to accomplish. And here's the thing, 12 weeks away is quite frankly such a nice window of time that if someone showed up and made the commitments that we ask them to make and the decisions and choices that they could consider, adjustments, whatever you want to call them, inside of the Fitness Fix program that we work through with our clients week after week and day after day, honestly, you could make a pretty serious transformation for yourself in a 12-week timeline if you put your head down and do the work. But that podcast has been done before. The podcast around, hey, here are the exact six things you could accomplish over the course of the next 12 weeks. And the whole idea of me saying to you, this is what could happen to you in 12 weeks is it could be powerful. Depending on how it's pitched, it could actually come across as a little bit of a quick fix. And that's honestly not what we stand for around here, as those of you who are longtime listeners know. But I was sitting here thinking to myself, how could we take a little bit of a different flavor on this, if you will? And what jumped out to me was, what if I just posed the question of, what if you did nothing? And it sounded kind of funny. Like, I actually laughed to myself a little bit. I even just held back a laugh because it's like, okay, Krista, why, as a nutrition coach, as somebody who sits here week after week, thinking about different content, wanting to inspire other people, why would you pose the question of what if you did nothing? And I actually think it's the perfect question, because here's the thing. You have the answer. If you're the person who's like, I'm not where I would like to be, or I feel, I'll even rephrase it, even if you're not where you currently want to be, if you're the person who is saying, I feel like I've actually taken a few steps back since the start of the new year, for whatever reason, work got busy, you felt like you couldn't prioritize things the way you intended to in January, stuff comes up. It's all legitimate, right? Doesn't even matter the exact reason why. But if you're kind of at that crossroads of saying to yourself, hey, I really want to get to a place where by summer, I at least start to feel a little bit better than I currently do right now, I am going to urge you to recognize that if you do make a change that you can commit to, even if it's a very small change, even if it's just something as simple as the stereotypic example of, hey, track some protein for the next 12 weeks and do it diligently and do it every single day, ideally eating at least your body weight in protein. Even if you just do that, I can guarantee you that you will start to see changes in how you feel, ideally in how you look. Are there some other factors we have to consider? Yes, it's not always quite that simple, but it's certainly a move in the right direction. I can tell you that if you start that right now, 12 weeks is an amazing window of time to do it. But it almost doesn't matter, because if you haven't done it over the course of the last several weeks of this new year, of the first 8 weeks of the new year, 8, 9-ish weeks, who's to say that you're going to do it now? And again, that sounds a little bit funny, right? Because it's like, well, Krista, why are you doubting me? I'm not doubting you. I just want to pose something for you to sit with, and let's play this one out for a second, because if you haven't done it, what is it? Truthfully, is there something, ideally, there is something about what I'm saying here, about the way this lands, about the way this hits you, that for whatever reason, there was something that compelled you to hit play on this podcast episode today that is then going to encourage you to take action. That starts with you. That doesn't even really start with what I said. I am a catalyst in some way. But let's think about this. There are some of you out there who come back week after week and listen to this podcast, and you may take no action at all. You may be like, oh yeah, I love that point that Krista made this past week, and it was a really good, inspiring message and whatever, and I appreciate you for thinking that. But have you actually taken any action on that in your own life? Have you made some sort of small switch? You know how we think about things here. If you've been here for a minute, it doesn't need to be this radical 180 that you're going to wake up tomorrow after listening to just 15, 20, 30 minutes of this podcast and all of a sudden be a different human being. Because I promise it doesn't work like that. So to a degree, I could be like, well, it doesn't really matter what I say. And I don't believe that to be true, because if intrinsically I believe that to be true, I wouldn't make it a point to hit the record button every single week, come up with awesome guests to bring to this show, and consistently show up and do it. Because as I said in the past few weeks, even in the week where I said I felt like I had no message to actually share, I still showed up with the intention that something about my lack of message would inspire somebody in some way. And I got confirmation that it did, which was super cool. And I knew that it would, because I've been the person who needed to hear the realness, the raw behind, hey, sometimes you just don't feel like you got it. So today, in thinking about putting together this episode and thinking about the timing of someone wanting to feel their absolute best that they possibly could in their bathing suit come this summer, I got a little bit of the tough love to share in that, yeah, you need to get going and you need to get started. And you technically don't need to. That's the other side of this. That's the whole, what if you just didn't start? Because you may say that you really would love to feel a little bit better in your bathing suit this summer, but this is my challenge to you this week. If you actually truly want it, if you say you really want it, if you say you need it, because I had one of my mentors point out to me this week, that needs and wants are technically the same. If you think about it, or in reality, needs are really wants, but they're being expressed with the word need. So if you say that you truly want something, are you acting in accordance with truly wanting that? What if you didn't actually want it? Maybe it's uncomfortable for you to admit that you don't feel like this is something that you really, really want right now, because you feel like you should be checking every box and being so good at every last thing in your life, being the best mom, the best employee, the best friend, the best sister, the best partner, that for that reason, you also feel that you should be in the best shape of your life. But that's not the reality for so many people. I talk about that on this show a lot because that's the person that we work with inside of the Fitness Fix. The person who feels that pressure to want to be the best, the best, the best, the best in every single one of those categories that I just listed, to the point where she has this rationale that in order to be the best at those things, it's actually okay to give herself permission to not take care of herself. So if you flip it on its head and you say that you don't really want to be in your absolute best shape come Memorial Day, it sounds kind of funny coming from somebody who supports people with their fitness, with their nutrition, and with changing their physique, because it's like, okay, this seems like the antithesis of anything that I would actually claim on social media, inside of a podcast episode, when talking to a current Fitness Fix client, when talking to you, the listener, or when talking to a potential Fitness Fix client, like literally talking you out of the situation. But ideally, what I would hope would be underneath all of that, if I said to you, okay, yeah, maybe actually you just don't want it. It's March 7th. If you're listening to this on the day that it drops, maybe you're listening to it a few days later, we'll call it mid-March, and you're in the same place that you were in January, or maybe you're in the same exact place that you were compared to March of 2023. My question to you would be, do you really want it? And hear my heart when I say this. I think there's a negative sentiment around this statement of like, do you really want this thing? Do you really want this to happen? Because people in the fitness and dieting world, and when it comes to nutrition and changing your physique in particular, at least from my perspective, that whole phrase of like, do you really want it? I think it can go hand in hand with restriction. And that's actually not what I'm talking about at all. Because what I'm talking about is finishing that statement of, do you really want it? Of clarifying what that it is do you really want to take care of yourself? Because by you choosing to put all these other priorities, these other people's needs, these other people's wants, these other expectations of you ahead of yourself, what I'm actually questioning from where I'm sitting as a coach is, do you really want to prioritize you? And you may be like, oh shit, yeah, I do, but I'm not actually living in alignment with that. So this is your opportunity. This is your signal. This is your sign to make the change. And it would be an amazing time to go ahead and make that change. Because again, if we look at those stereotypical dates, those quintessential timelines that a lot of people work towards, I love the idea of setting yourself up to have the best summer. Having the best summer because you feel confident in the clothes that you're putting on, because you feel excited about going on trips, because you feel like you have the energy, the confidence, whatever it is, not even just the change to the shape of your physique. All the more reason to get started, right? But let's also be honest in the fact that it's not going to be the only reason to keep you going. So we really need to dig deep and ask ourselves, okay, if I can use this certain window of time, these next 12 weeks as my driver, my motivator, cool, because it'll kind of give you that little jumpstart that you need, but I will push you to consider the fact that there is something more underneath all of it, a deeper desire to tack onto that's going to help you continue beyond Memorial Day through the summer, when your social calendar picks up more, like what we talked about in our last episode, how we have more of those social events, it seems to be a little harder to get to where we want to go. So how awesome would it be if you developed the skills and the tools and the structure, like the structure that we teach inside of the Fitness Fix program, right now, before all of those social events really start to pick up, before you get to a place where it's even easier for you to be like, yeah, I thought I wanted these things and I thought I wanted to prioritize taking care of myself, but I let XYZ event responsibility, whatever, get in the way and jump in front of what I actually say that I really want. And it's just a reminder that there's really never a perfect time to get started. So instead of making the play for me to be like, hey, like, this is it. This is your last hurrah before Memorial Day to really sort of jump into this and help me help you get the best possible results you can in that time, I'm just going to ask, what if you just didn't do it? Yeah, just don't do it. And that feels a little uncomfortable. It feels a little uncomfortable for me to say that. And for me, that's because that's just not how I want to choose to show up. It's not the example that I want to set for clients. It feels completely misaligned with the idea of encouraging someone to see that they can, in fact, make permanent changes in their life. But you as that individual have to want to make those changes. And if you don't truly want them, then the truth of the matter is that maybe it's just not the right time for you to start. What if you just didn't start? But if you really didn't start, we know what it looks like. Because if this is resonating with you right now, and you're saying to yourself, yeah, I wanted to be 10 pounds down by March something. I wanted to be a pant size smaller. I wanted to feel like I was in a more consistent routine with my sleep. I wanted to feel like I had more energy levels. I wanted to follow through on the commitment or the goal I had set for myself to get to the gym 3 to 4 days a week so that by March something, it felt like a no-brainer to me. It just felt like my identity. It felt like who I am. The good news is the only thing that's getting in your way from making that a reality for yourself starting today is you. And while I would love to be the catalyst, and I'd also love to be the person who cheers you on and supports you and encourages you to just freaking go for it, there's a self-responsibility in all of this, in that you still should ask yourself, am I the one who wants to make this change? Because even if you say, I need to make this change, what I've started to learn in my own life as I think about these nuances between the words need and want, even as I'm recording this right now, I'm thinking twice about some of the statements I'm making and thinking, am I using the phrase should, need, have? Versus want, desire. And it's important because there's just a different sentiment behind it. There's just a different energy behind it. So if you start saying things like, you catch yourself, like I found, saying things like, I need to go accomplish this thing. I need to check this thing off the list. Well, maybe those kind of slip you don't even notice that it's slipping into your vernacular, but when you point it out and saying, I need to go to the gym, or I need to eat more healthy foods, I need to make better choices, I need to cut back on the amount of alcohol I'm drinking. The energy behind the need piece is so different than saying, I want to make it a point to eat healthier foods. Now, obviously, in me putting those two statements side by side, am I enunciating it? Yes, of course. But just think about it. Like if I said this in the most monotone voice, like a robot, and I'm not going to try to do a robot imitation for you guys. You don't need to hear that. But if I did say something like that, just it doesn't land the same way. It doesn't land to me in a positive way. There's something so powerful about saying that you actually want to do something that is going to help you inch a little bit closer to that true identity shift. That's going to help you get a little bit further past this whole concept of just using some motivation to get started. I had a conversation with somebody about this just last week, and it's the long used trope of, oh yeah, I need motivation. I just need motivation. You don't need motivation. I think motivation is a bunch of BS. We got into this long conversation about how our emotions kind of get tied up in that idea of motivation. But what it really boils down to is the discipline piece behind it. The discipline is going to help you separate from the emotions that you may be feeling, like the overwhelm that then pushes you to kind of push your gym routine off to the side, or the feeling of being exhausted when you do have what feels like so much on your plate, and it's a lot easier to hit the snooze rather than follow through on the commitment that you made to yourself for your workout. Now, I'm not saying that discipline is going to be the answer every single time. I'm not saying that you should just basically show up in this militant way and do X, Y, Z to get exactly to where you want to go, because that would go against what we stand for here. And something that I've learned having lived at many different extremes of really religiously tracking my food to completely not tracking it at all, to being in the gym 6 days a week, to feeling like I wanted nothing to do with working out at all. There is a happy medium in between. And what I've come to realize is that happy medium starts with this idea of truly wanting it for yourself, rather than saying, I have to do this so that I'm super healthy. It's not so that you are anything. It's because it makes you feel good. And if there's one emotion to attach to, it's that feeling of feeling good. Notice I didn't even say the word happy, because you might go into the gym some days and you might be like, I don't want to be here right now. And as you go through your workout, 10 minutes in, the endorphins get going, you start sweating a little bit, you're moving around, and you're like, okay, I feel better. You might not be the happiest person in the world, but you definitely feel better. You can't deny it. And there's just something that's kind of defeating about making the statement of like, oh yeah, you don't have to do that. Like you don't have to go and do it. No, you don't, because you technically don't have to go and do anything. But when you say that you want to do something, it holds a significant weight in what I think can be a really positive way, in a way that you're tying it back to what is going to make you feel your best, to what's going to give you confidence. And what's going to give you confidence is you actually just following through on those commitments that you're making to yourself. And yeah, so is feeling better in your clothes, having more energy, nourishing your body with good quality whole food sources, getting a good night's sleep. Yes, they all play into it. But on a fundamental level, it just comes back to this idea of following through on something that you know you want for yourself. But maybe along the way, if you really start to look back and kind of analyze, okay, I know that I, like I said, should go to the gym, or I need to focus more on eating protein, being consistent with my workouts, getting a better night's sleep, all of those basic rocks that I could repeat again and again and again. I know I should, I have to do them. When that's your language and that's your talk track, it's so easy to kind of push them to the side and say, well, yeah, I also have to make sure that I get my kid to school on time. I also have to make sure that I meet this deadline that for this project that my team is relying on me for. And should you get those things done? Do you have to get those things done? Well, yeah, of course. But why can't you have the same energy feeling that those things are such a priority? Why can't you have the same energy around taking care of you? Because if you don't have that same energy around it, that is the equivalent of saying, yeah, I actually just don't need to do this. I don't. Like, what if I just didn't do it? So as maybe a reframe or a mindset shift or just a little food for thought as you move through the rest of your week and into this weekend, for every moment that you ask yourself, why am I not where I want to go? Why am I not getting to where I want to go, I should say? Why have I not accomplished the new morning routine that I had set for myself in January? Why have I not made that a thing in my day to day? Why have I not gotten to the gym 4 to 5 days a week after I've been saying for months that this would be the year that I would do it? I want you to just start paying attention to what's coming up for you when you are faced with the choice of being able to go and do those things. What's coming up instead? What's getting in your way instead? What are some of the tasks, the situations, the feelings and emotions that may instead be running the show and taking precedence over what it is that you really want to do? Or is it as simple as you just don't want it? And when I think about why it feels funny for me to say, oh, do you not want it? Do you not really want this? All I can keep coming back to is there's just no fucking way that that's true. If you make it a point to listen to this podcast, if you make it a point to listen to this podcast every week, if this, even if this is your first time listening and you got all the way to the 20 something minute mark at this point, there's no possible way that you don't actually want this for yourself, because you could go do anything else with your time right now, but I recognize that you're choosing to be here. So I need you to hear that for yourself and know that that is what's going to help you continue to move forward. And it's tapping into that power. It's tapping into that mindset. It's tapping into that sureness in yourself that you are capable. But now you got to prove to yourself that you're capable by just executing on it day after day. And it doesn't need to be perfect every single day. We'll say the majority of the time, more than 80%, if you really want to put a number on it. And let's go back to our 12-week timeline. What might it look like if you made the commitment to yourself, if you said, I'm only going to do this for 12 weeks. I'm going to promise myself that I'm going to make my health and fitness, my nutrition, not a need, but a want, at the top of my want list for the next 12 weeks. As much as I've been saying is, we know what could happen when you don't need to do it. You don't want to do it. We know what can happen because it's been your story for however long you might be identifying right now as I'm bringing these points up. But maybe we don't even know what it would look like if you took this approach for the next 12 weeks, because you haven't done it. You haven't done it with your whole heart, whole mind, whole spirit, just 150% full body, hell yeah, in it. And you know the deal. If you want to do that and you want to guarantee that you get the most out of it, you squeeze all the juice out of that lemon, like I like to tell our Fitness Fix clients, that's what we're here for. That's what the Fitness Fix is all about. It's about taking the exact circumstances that you're in and helping you design an approach to your nutrition that's going to fit into your exact lifestyle. And yes, make some tweaks along the way, but not ones that look like such a 180 that the 12-week mark strikes and boom, you feel like you want to go back to exactly where you were before because it just wasn't sustainable. That's old news. We don't do that around here. So slide into my DMs over at either the Krista Huber or the fix.officialpod. As always, our one-on-one coaching application is linked down in the show notes. It's in my bio on both of those Instagram accounts. You got nothing to lose. You have everything to gain because the only information you have that can explain why you are in the position that you're in right now has something to do with some kind of inaction. And that's not coming from a place of judgment and being like, why didn't you do this thing? Again, there were stories that you told yourself about the needs that had, in your language, in my language that I use too, to take priority. I've been there. Even with the coach in my corner, I've still been in that story, in that talk track of, oh, I just can't get to the gym because my client needs this and this person needs that. I need to help this person on my team with this and, you know, whatever. But that doesn't have to be a reality. And if you feel like it's a reality that's been perpetuating you for a long time, I can promise you, as someone who continues to rely on multiple coaches myself, the best way to get support in navigating those feelings is to have a team around you, like the Fitness Fix, in doing it. So with that, from wherever you guys are listening from, I will catch you next week. And the following 2 weeks, we'll have some really exciting guests on the show, like I said at the top of this recording. Can't wait for you guys to meet all of them. And from wherever you're listening from, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Catch you next time.